A walk through Flatiron would not be complete without a stop in Madison Square Park, a 7-acre green space with a rich history. The story begins in 1686, when the park was first designated public land by Dutch settlers on land belonging to the Lenape people. Over 100 years later, the city's grid system we have all come to know and love was established in 1811, and the park is dubbed the Grand Parade. Throughout the 1800s, a traveler's hotel named Madison Inn was built on 23rd Street and 5th Avenue. Though the cottage was torn down in 1853, the name stuck. Fast forward to the middle of the 19th century, and amateur teams start using the park for a new sport. Alexander Cartwright codifies the rules of this new game called baseball and designs uniforms for his team, known as the New York Knickerbockers. The original location of Madison Square Garden is also built just outside the park on Madison Avenue and 26th Street, which served as the venue's first home from 1876 to 1889. At the turn of the 20th century, the Flatiron Building was erected one block south of the park and became an instant sensation. The MetLife Tower at the corner of Madison and 23rd soon followed and earned the title of tallest building in New York at that time. The iconic clock tower remains a fixture of the park today. In 1912, the first public Christmas tree in the United States was displayed in Madison Square Park, a tradition that has since spread across the country and continues to bring joy to park visitors today around the holiday season. On Armistice Day, November 11th, 1923, the Eternal Light Monument, located near the 24th Street entrance, was first lit to honor the return of the United States Army and Navy troops from World War I. Every year, on November 11th, veterans from across New York City gather at the monument. In the 21st century, after decades of neglect, the Madison Square Park Conservancy was formed with the goal of maintaining and restoring the park. In 1998, Danny Meyer opened 11 Madison Park, a restaurant located at the entrance to the North Tower of the MetLife Building. EMP, as the restaurant is now known, quickly became one of the world's finest dining establishments, putting Flatiron on the map as a culinary destination. In 2004, Shake Shack, also owned by Danny Meyer, opened its first ever location in the park. The angular structure was designed by architect James Wines, and Shake Shack instantly became a lauded NYC burger spot. In 2015, the fountain just south of the Oval Lawn was restored and can once again spout water as high as it did in the 1800s. Which brings us to today. On your visit, we hope you enjoy taking in the sights and sounds of the park as much as your many predecessors over the past several hundreds of years.